The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. From hot dogs to cool kitties, this is Dark Side of the Pooch.
Hey, 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 welcome to the Dark Side of the Pooch. Today we're talking about dog bites, a parvo saver. Maybe something, I'm sure, Dr. Rab, you know about the parvo saver. I'm sure you already know about this vaccine for parvo, correct?
Yeah, it crossed my desk.
All right.
Crossed my desk.
Because it looks relatively new, and I went back, you know, I do a lot of research on this show, and this could save some doggy lives, and also dog glasses, something on TikTok I want to get into a little bit later on. He is from, of course, the Rossbridge Animal Hospital, rossbridgevet.com, at rossbridgevet on Twitter, as well as the Facebook, and of course, you can also call them 208-0301 right there at the Rossbridge Animal Hospital, and it's brought to you by Sasquatch Toys and Comics. They had their grand opening this past Saturday. They did a fantastic job. Ben Trailer and Seth Crosby, they just want some wonderful work down there. And of course, they're also known for their Ed's Pet World. So go check them out at Sasquatch Comics and Games. They're fantastic. They have comics from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and 90s. And of course, toys still in the box. Check them out at Sasquatch Toys and Comics. How you doing? Everything good?
Everything's great, man. I got to see my boys Fish in Nashville.
Go. Nice.
This past weekend.
How was that?
It was good.
Any surprises?
Good. No, it was their 2001st show ever played.
Wow.
So they cover 2001, the song from Space Odyssey.
Nice.
It's really good. I mean, it's very well done, and it's not what you think it would be. So they played around with that for the first set of the show. So it was interesting.
So it was 2001 shows. How many shows is that for you?
It's somewhere in the 40 range. I lost count.
All right. Good. We actually have a musical question. I'm going to throw you here. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. We'll get into that in just a few moments. Some interesting stories, though, I wanted to throw out. I guess you heard about Joe Biden's dog, Commander.
I did not. Please inform me.
His 11th bite last week. Another Secret Service member, his 11th bite while he's in the White House. He has gone bye-bye. They have told him he is no longer welcome in the White House. And I wanted to ask you the question, what would make a dog, and it's a German Shepherd, what would make a dog bite that often?
Cocaine.
That may be something. I know a very protective dog, but German Shepherds typically aren't biters, are they?
They can be. They're really fearful.
Yeah.
And they're kind of anxious. So it is one of the dogs that when it comes into our office, I tread lightly. My radar is on, and it's not because they're mean. They're big scaredy cats.
They're skittish.
Yeah. They're scaredy cats. So do you know how old the dog is?
I have no idea.
I would be interested to know if it was an old dog. They can, you know, their mentation can change as they get older, and it can be a sign of some diseases of the brain.
I've always thought of German Shepherds as their bark is much bigger than their bite.
Yeah, some are that way, but you know, I'm always, always have my guard up.
Yeah.
You know, always move slow with German Shepherd.
All right. Having had a dog with parvo, I did a little research here and found out that parvo has a 91% mortality rate. If you have a dog with parvo, chances are it's not going to make it. And 330,000 dogs annually are affected by parvo, which sounds like a really big number to me. But I saw something about the canine monoclonal antibody, a new vaccine that they're saying not could save dogs?
It's not technically a vaccine.
Okay.
And I think those numbers are like for areas like us where almost everybody gets a parvo vaccine.
Yeah.
Our survival rate is much higher than 91%.
Okay.
You know, I think in some areas that have, you know, probably dogs that aren't well vaccinated, that mortality rate is going to be much higher.
Okay.
And in our area, we might see one or two cases of parvo a year at the most.
Okay.
But yeah, there's a new product. It's a monoclonal antibody. So it is supposed to limit the duration and the symptoms of parvo. So it's a the body, if it gets a disease, it may not have antibodies to it. And so that's one thing about parvo that can be so bad, because if a pet gets it, the chances of them having antibodies to it, unless they've been vaccinated, is very slim. So this treatment, it targets the virus. Okay. And it helps it not replicate as much, helps kill it so that the symptoms are shorter and, the virus doesn't get as bad.
So does, so it depends on how long, I guess, your dog has had parvo, whether this particular thing works. And
exactly,
if your dog has parvo for a while, does it do irreparable damage? Or you just stop?
Exactly.
Okay.
It's like, you want to catch it early, just like anything else. The sooner they have this, the higher their chances are of making it through. But, you know, like I said, the reason that we have been successful with our treatments, it's not because we're miracle workers. It's because most of the dogs have had one or two parvo vaccines by the time they get the virus. Okay. So they're not, that's what vaccines do. So this monoclonal antibody and the vaccine are very similar, because the vaccine is just an artificial form of the virus. So gotcha. That's going to create that's going to help with your immune system. So you're going to have antibodies to it.
Okay.
So the difference between the vaccine and the antibody is that you can give the antibody after the virus is contracted. Gotcha. A vaccine does you no good once a virus is contracted in the short term.
Gotcha. And it works pretty well, huh?
The papers say so, you know. And so this is a product that is going to be a game changer in certain areas of the state and the world for sure. But it's new. I don't have any experience with it because we don't have a lot of parvo where I am.
Okay. That's fantastic. All right. Also, just yesterday, I don't know if you saw the story, but a dog was rescued in the UK and it was born with six legs. Yeah. A six-legged dog. I wanted to ask you the question. What's the strangest animal you've ever seen? Have you seen a two-faced cat? Have you seen something with four tails? Have you seen I know you've seen six-toed cats. What is the strangest animal you've ever seen? Have you ever seen a six-legged dog?
No, I would love to see that. I'm going to look that up when get off, because I want to see that. But yeah, the strangest thing I've ever seen is the cat with all the toes named Tomika that we have here at our practice.
Tomika.
Jonas, if you are listening, shout out to you, my friend. Yeah.
All right.
Tomika.
So you have not seen anything else with have you ever seen one of those snakes with two heads?
No, I mean, not in real life.
Yeah. Those are pretty cool.
You know, I think we talked about this before, but some dogs, well, like Great Pyrenees, they always have double dew claws. Like that's the breed standard. So they just have one. They don't just have one. They have two. So there's interesting like that. Then interesting things like that in the animal kingdom.
All right. And also, I love bringing this to light for you, but TikTok has got this brand new thing called dog vision filters. Now, have you seen this?
It
is a filter you can now put on your TikTok, and it helps you see what a dog would see. Yes. And it is only in blue, yellow, and gray, because according to TikTok, those are the only colors that dogs can see. We always thought it was black and white. They're saying blue, yellow, and gray. Is that true?
Yeah. I've always told you they can see certain colors, and those colors are, there's different shades of them.
Okay. So they can only see blue, yellow, and gray.
I mean, that's the word on the street, but I mean, the thing that I always go back to is, you know, these videos where I've seen these guys, they have like literally dozens of stuffed animals that are all different colors, mm-hmm. and he can tell the dog which one to get, and the dog goes to get it. So there must be varying shades in that spectrum that they can see.
Yeah. And what colors can cats see, since we're talking about it? Do you know?
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the only colors cats see is red, because they're always so angry.
Fair enough. All right, let's get some mutt mail here. info@tonycurryradio.net, info@tonycurryradio.net. Dark Side of the Pooch brought to you by Sasquatch Toys and Comics and Ed's Pet World. By the way, Sasquatch is now open. 452-0307, 452-0307. I got my dogs in the studio. They absolutely stink today. My dogs have really bad gas. Why do my dogs have bad gas, Dr. Rabb?
What'd you feed them?
I have not fed them anything special. I give them no table scraps. I give Rainer table scraps, but he doesn't have bad gas. But Frisco dog is horrible today. It's unbelievable.
Are they nervous? Does he have a date? Big nervous? Date coming up?
Come here. I don't think he's nervous. He looks good.
No, yeah, he doesn't look nervous.
He's wagging his tail, all right. I don't know.
Frisco, give us a kiss.
No, that dog breath is nasty. Bob in Tupelo just took his dog to a vet and said that his dog has got hemivertebrae. He wants to know what. Yeah, this is a new one here. He wants to know what is hemivertebrae and why did my dog get hemivertebrae?
Does he give you the breed?
He does not.
Does he give you the breed of dog?
Just Bob in Tupelo.
All right. Hemivertebrae. So vertebrae are mostly rectangular. Okay. Now they're a little bit rounded at the edges, but they're mostly rectangular. And when they have a hemivertebrae, it's almost like a triangle.
Okay.
So, and the point on the triangle would face down towards the spinal cord.
Okay.
So it's a painful situation because it's not a normal vertebrae, doesn't have a normal cartilage that acts as that shock absorber. So they just have back pain and you have to manage it with medication. Usually there's not a surgical correction for it. It is seen most commonly in brachycephalic breeds. So like pugs and French bulldogs and bulldogs. We have a pet here that we diagnosed that in probably about a month ago.
And that's, and I guess, how do you know, do they just don't, their gait's not normal? They don't walk like they don't run around. I mean, how do you know they're in pain?
Sometimes they arch their back.
Yeah.
So instead of the back being flat, it's kind of arched. If they move a certain way, if they're not jumping on things, really it's either some type of pain response when they're moving around or they're just not moving well. An x-ray is what obviously diagnoses it.
Well, a lifestyle for a dog with hemivertebrae would be horrible then.
Yeah, unless you just want to be lazy.
Yeah, I mean, does a dog usually live a normal life then after that? I mean, do they live?
Yeah, they can. Yeah, they can. But maybe I should tell my wife I have a hemivertebrae and I can watch football.
Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Vic has just said that Drake has just released. Do you like Drake? You listen to Drake at all?
No, I'm really not like a hip hop kind of rap kind of person.
He released a brand new album last week called Fun for All Dogs or For All Dogs. It's called For All Dogs. He wants to know, please ask Rab, since he knows you love music, what's your favorite dog band is or songs about dogs?
Oh, dog band, Three Dog Night.
Three Dog Night. AC/DC played this past Saturday for the first time in 7 years, and they played Dog Eat Dog, and also they played Giving the Dog a Bone.
That's a good one. Fish has a bunch of dog songs.
Do they?
Have Runaway Jim. It's a song about a dog that runs away. Its name's Jim.
Okay.
They have a song called The Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They have a song called Harpua, which is about a real nasty bulldog.
Okay.
And also in that song, there's a cat named Poster Nutbag.
Okay. All right.
What about Nuge? Doesn't the Nuge have the Nuge has a dog song, right? Oh no, it's not a dog song, but
he's got a Wang Dang Sweet Poo-Tang, but that's not really about cats or dogs.
Stranglehold, the opening line for Stranglehold.
He's got Cat Scratch Fever.
Yeah, he talks about dog and heat and Stranglehold.
You got Black Dog.
Oh man, you know, I'm still reading that Led Zeppelin book. I'm about halfway through.
Which is actually a song about a black dog that actually came to their studio while they were recording.
Wandering through as they're recording the song.
How about that? Carl, info@TonyCurryRadio.net, says that he really likes to take care of his lawn, and his neighbors have been pretty good about not letting their animals poop on their lawn, but he's got brown spots all over, but he believes that their neighbors are letting their dogs pee on his lawn. Why do some dog urines stain carpets or stain anything really, and some don't?
It usually has to do with how much water they're drinking or their diet. So it alters the pH. Water in their food can alter the pH of their urine. They can have ketones in their urine. They can have glucose in their urine, bilirubin in their urine. Those are all things that can leave stains, you know, like basically like the grass is dying.
Are you one of those guys that don't like people to have their dogs? We have signs all over our neighborhood saying, please be respectful. Do not allow your animal to defecate or urinate on our yard. I'm like, how do you do that?
I don't know. I mean, I live on a busy road, so no one walks their dogs. I mean, where I live. So we don't really have to worry about that. But I'm not one of these people that really gets hung up on lawns. I mean, I wish that we could somehow go back to the time in our world where if you didn't have grass, you weren't judged.
Yeah.
You know, like why do we have to spend all this money maintaining our lawns? Why do we have to do that?
Well, you could be out in LA where you have fake lawn and then you have to clean it up because then you actually have to clean up your carpet.
I'm going to tell you the best place for lawn care. If you just can't stand lawn care and it's your least favorite thing ever, move to Arizona because it's decorative dirt or rocks.
Yeah.
It looks really nice.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that is the place for lawn. I should live there. That's the place for lawn haters.
Okay. There you go. Jill wants to know, how is it possible that there could be one pile of poop in my yard and I'm guaranteed to step in it, but dogs never step in their own poop? That's a great question.
Well, their feet are a lot smaller, number one.
Yes.
And number two, I think that they see it better because they're always kind of looking at the ground, they're sniffing at the ground, they're more eye level with the ground, so mm-hmm. they're gonna see it better. So it's the fact that the surface area of their feet is so small and where they're looking. That's what I would say. And maybe their nose too. Maybe
it is pretty amazing though, because I mean, dogs can just, I mean, you know, they don't really care about whether they step in it or not, but they will go through an entire yard full of dog poop and not, I say that now, knock on wood, and they will not step in their own crap because our dogs go to one area. So it's all poop. It's poop corner and they will not step in their own poop, which is pretty amazing. Yeah.
And not only are their feet smaller, but they basically walk on their toes constantly.
Yeah, that's true.
So very, you know, not much of their feet touch the ground.
You know, it's going to be a bad day when you get out of bed and the first thing you do is step in dog do on your carpet. You'd have that. It goes between your toes, like before you even go into the bathroom and you step in dog poop.
Yeah. After you wash your foot off, get back in bed. Cause it's going to be a long one.
It's going to be a long day. info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Dark Side of the Pooch brought to you by Sasquatch Toys and Comics. 452-0307. Of course you can find Dark Side of the Pooch. You can find Rossbridge Animal Hospital out there at Rossbridge at rossbridgevet.com and Rossbridge Vet on Twitter as well as Facebook. Tabitha wants to know, what can you tell about a cat's thinking based on its ears? She said, you know, you can always see a dog cower his ears down or they perk up when he hears something like that. What can you tell about a cat in its ears?
It's very similar. Angry cats are going to lay their ears back. And happy cats are going to have their ears up. So you want to say here's my distraction. Here's the distractor right here.
Say hello.
Say hi right here. Right here.
Say hello.
Say hi.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
How are you? He says, how are you?
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Just do a little show with your papa. We're doing
all right. This is my 4-year-old Eleanor. All right. I'll be with you in a little while, sweetie.
We only got a couple minutes left. We're going to cut a little short today.
Yeah, she's here with me. My wife is taking my son to the doctor. So
okay.
I'm pulling double duty. So anyway, ask your question again. Sorry, Tony.
No. What can you tell about a cat and its ears?
Oh, yeah. When they're up, cat's happy. When they're down, cat is not so happy.
Okay.
Yeah. And angry.
Right. Another cat question. Steve wants to know, why do cats come down trees backwards?
Oh, because that's just how they're comfortable coming down. If they come down forward, they won't be able to come down. They'll just fall.
Really?
So that's, yeah. Yep. So they, I mean, it's like, okay. It's like us climbing a ladder.
Oh, I get you. Know, you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like us climbing a ladder. You're going to come down with your, you know, with your back facing the, with your front facing whatever you're walking down.
I got you.
You know, you're never going to come down a ladder head first, and cats are the same way because they know the risk of getting hurt is much greater that way.
Okay.
So it's just an instinctual thing.
All right. Tell people how they can find you and any interesting stories there at the shop that you want to share with us. Anything cool?
I can give a little PSA. This, the first thing that popped to my head is heartworms. We're treating a heartworm dog today, which is not something that we do all the time. But heartworms are spread by mosquitoes, and when they do get them, the treatment is you know, it's a process, and the treatment, it's an intramuscular injection. It's painful, makes them sick. So it's a lot better just to prevent those heartworms than have to treat them. So fortunately, it's kind of like parvo. Our area, I mean, we live in a great area where people take care of their dogs. So, you know, we don't see a lot of heartworm. And that's because we have great clients. So that's kind of the first thing that pops into my head. But if you want to reach us, you can call us at 208-0301. You can find us on Facebook, Rossburg Animal Hospital, or you can email us at rossburganimalhospital@gmail.com.
You're the man. Until next week, my friend.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.